Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
IMSI Catcher, or Stingray, a fake cell phone tower that sends your cell phone signal to it rather than a real cell phone tower, netting suspected criminals and innocents alike to pinpoint their location.
This is not about the content of people's communications or collecting every number that they dial. Right? To me, it's about we are using some equipment, appropriately in my view, to find bad guys. I don't want to say too much about that because I don't want the bad guys to know, right, how we might be able to find them. And so one of the reasons that we ask local authorities who are working with us and using our equipment not to talk about it. It's not because I got something to hide from good people. I got lots to hide from bad people.
The FBI has bent over backwards to keep their public awareness secret. The provisions required by local and state police are straight out of a George Orwell novel. Police are not allowed to talk about the technology in press releases and court documents during judicial hearings or during other public forums or proceedings. If a district prosecutor intends to use details about how the Stingray works during a court case, police must alert the FBI in order to allow sufficient time for the FBI to intervene to protect the equipment, technology, and information from disclosure and potential compromise. If the agency receives a court order demanding release of the information, the agency must notify the FBI in order to allow sufficient time for the FBI to intervene. If the agency receives a FOIA request seeking information about the Stingrays, it must alert the FBI to allow sufficient time for the FBI to seek to prevent disclosure through appropriate channels. A dystopian tug of war caused the FBI to have cases thrown out to protect the technology. 2012, Buffalo, New York, Judge Patrick H. Niemeyer detailed, against the FBI's orders, how a deal was struck between the FBI and the Erie County Sheriff's Office to drop criminal charges rather than reveal any information concerning the cell site simulator or its use. The record showed that of the 47 times the Sheriff's Office used Stingrays in the past 4 years, it apparently only once obtained a court order, contradicting the Sheriff's own remarks. Stingrays are an advanced surveillance technology that can sweep up very private information, including information on innocent people, said NYCLU Western Region Director John Kerr III. If the FBI can command the Sheriff's Office to dismiss criminal cases to protect its secret Stingrays, it is not clear how the $350,000 we are spending on Stingray equipment is keeping the people of Buffalo safe.
They were more dedicated to the lawless, unconstitutional violation of civil liberties by spying on people without getting search warrants than they were to developing legitimate intelligence which would help secure our freedom or our safety.
These records confirm some of the very worst fears about local law enforcement's use of this expensive and intrusive surveillance equipment, said NYCLU staff attorney Mariko Hiros. Not only did the Sheriff's Office promise the FBI breathtaking secrecy to keep information about Stingrays as hidden as possible, it implemented almost no privacy protections for the Erie County residents it is sworn to protect and serve. It was revealed last year that the federal government is using dirt box devices similar to the Stingray device to collect data on the unsuspecting population. The ACLU has identified 50 agencies in 21 states and the District of Columbia that own Stingrays.
Charlotte is one of the few cities that actually has Stingrays, and we do see some pretty substantial Fourth Amendment concerns with Stingrays. We know that they're collecting at least location information, but there could be more information that they're collecting, and I think that we really need to see... again, that warrant requirement.
In a letter to Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson and Attorney General Eric Holder, Senators Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, and Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, expressed their concern that no search warrants are obtained when FBI agents use the devices in public. Police scanner audio obtained by the hacktivist group Anonymous appeared to reveal that the Chicago police were using a Stingray to intercept phone calls from an Eric Garner protester. Police departments are now lobbying to get the more powerful $460,000 4G cell phone upgrade known as Hailstorm. Blocking the current 2G Stingray technology requires you to find the device information in your phone known as WCDMA Preferred. Change that to WCDMA only, and the Stingray can't track you. It's open season on our privacy and Fourth Amendment rights, and we're all paying for it.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grubb for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I'm on a mission to never forget. We not the people that I never met.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 17th day of April 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones, and what we're being fed is a steady, massive diet of lies, lies, and still more lies. And we're putting together a compilation right now. Rob Dew is, we're going to be playing coming up at the bottom of the hour, of an Indiana, Washington State, and other areas, when the police are asked, why do you have these MRAPs, these armored vehicles from the Pentagon, they say, we need to be able to fight sovereign citizens or libertarians or the Tea Party. Now, just add that to all the training manuals and all the admissions, and then we start getting footage from Florida and California and other states this week that we've been airing. And every time we get footage, they're training to attack and beat and arrest and shoot and kill patriots. And then now we have chilling footage of armed army forces, National Guard, blocking roads in California and marching around, basically commanding the public. This is what a slow motion martial law scenario looks like. And I want to explain something. It isn't that martial law is coming. We're under a form of martial law when the feds seized the airports and started searching everyone. We're under martial law when the president dissolves the borders outside of law. We're under tyranny when they sign us on to over half the global derivatives debt that is private and not ours. It's 2.2 quadrillion worldwide. Do the math. That's over 100 trillion, excuse me, 1,000 trillion, these numbers are so huge, that they say we owe that we have no connection to. Our real debt is 19 trillion. That's our debt, not 1,100 trillion. That's half of the 2.2 quadrillion. Just 5 years ago, USA Today said that we owed 660 something trillion. That was our percentage. But derivatives have only gotten bigger. But our share was 600 plus trillion. We talk about trillions now where we just round off a few hundred. This is the world being maneuvered towards total and absolute enslavement. And we have the military in the RAND Corporation and in all their high-level documents that are public admitting they're preparing to take over the states, preparing to basically nationalize labor, preparing to bring us into a North American Union security zone, as it's called. And they say in the Banff Canada meetings from 2007 that they would have this global transformation by stealth and by crisis. So used to we'd have a military drill every week that we would have in the news. Now it's 20, 30, 40, 50 a day. It's tanks rolling around. It's checkpoints. It's citizens being dragged out of cars. It's National Guard and Army and Marines marching around very aggressively with their hands on their M16s. We have the latest footage shot in Ontario, California by Felipe Soto. I'd like to get him on and get his take about that. We've got another California citizen reporter joining us today that shot the footage of the drills that we were told we were barred from, where they're screaming, I'm a citizen, I have rights, I'm a sovereign citizen, then they're clubbed to the ground. Do you understand every other country in history has ended up falling to criminal elements inside the government that militarize the police and merge the military with the police? The military fights and kills and breaks things. The military fights a foreign enemy. Police keep the peace and are peace officers and report to the local government and bring people in who have been indicted or who there's an arrest warrant out for. But in this new third world system that we're going into, there is a massive program. No exaggeration, it's got to be 50 times bigger than the Manhattan Project that they've been keeping quasi-secret because they don't want to have a public debate about militarization of police and all that's happening and the NSA spying. So they just deny it, deny it, deny it. That was in The Guardian yesterday, that federal agencies have a policy of lying. There's no stingray. There's no NSA. There's no plan to take your guns. There's no gun confiscations happening. This is not an assault. This is not an attack. So we're always debating with them whether it's happening or not. And they have this moral authority. There's no helicopters. There's no drills. Remember that going on 20 years ago, 15 years ago? We'd get the footage. I'd be attacked on hard copy, on Extra, on CNN, on Fox News, in the Associated Press, local papers. I would go to these drills and have them break in my hotel room, harass me, try to set me up, just because they didn't want the public to know that they were there federalizing police and training them with the military. But now it's, of course we are, and we come in peace. But InfoWars, you can't come to our drill. Well, citizen reporters still go, and you're trying to take on the Tea Party. Well, I mean, sure, duh, we have all your manuals. We know 2 years ago it comes out, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and the internment resettlement operations were inside the U.S. You can just type in internment resettlement inside the U.S., re-education camps for Americans, Army document, and it was declassified. They didn't even hide the document. And it said, we'll process you by Social Security number, we'll put you in a re-education camp, try to give you a job on the outside. This is during collapse. And the troublemakers will be sent to a higher security facility. But everyone will be sent for re-education. I mean, that is so over-the-top, ultra-epic. It's Army Regulation 210-35. Summary of change. And then it goes through your Social Security numbers, how to break the families up. And they went on the national news. They went, Alex Jones is wrong. It's not for America. Thinking you're lazy and won't read the long document. Unclassified. There it is. On screen for TV viewers. I'm not trying to scare you. And I want to explain something. This is already going on. We already have the biggest prison population in the world. The borders have been imploded. I drove through East Austin yesterday, and there were just swarms of out-of-work people, of whites, blacks, Hispanics, all looking like zombies, just wandering around with plastic bags in their hands, old, young, sitting at bus stops with no jobs, guaranteed all on welfare. We have 100-plus million people on welfare. The country is a ticking time bomb. A time bomb. And you'll say, yeah, good thing the troops are training. Absolutely. The globalists create the atmosphere, the economic conditions, the breakdown. Just shutting down now over 1,000 coal power plants in the last 10 years. The acceleration under Obama has more than doubled energy prices. That one move kept anybody from moving here to build factories. That one move decimated savings. That one move bankrupted countless businesses. That one move. We're under military attack. We've been conquered. We've been taken over. Now you're about to see the mop-up operation. And how are they going to have troops in every city and town that have already formed relationships with the police chief, the sheriff, and the local government through these Jade Helm operations? There's a big announcement there. How are they going to do that? They're going to stage false flags to demonize us, put the internet selective kill switch in to shut down the blogs. They're in Congress calling anyone with a blog who opposes corruption a terrorist. We played the clips yesterday. You cannot make it up. We've expected it. We knew it was coming. It appears. And I never said this. I never thought Obama would try to stay in office. I never said that it would go this quick because they've already got us. But they know that people are waking up, so they want to finish us. And everything I'm seeing shows that they may actually stage imminent false flags and start the Civil War. Now, if we get really freaked out about this and really upset about this and speak out against this, they may be forced to go slower and back off. But they're testing right now. The military has the lowest morale ever recorded. Army morale low despite 6-year optimism program. USA Today, Christians are leaving the military in droves because they've been told they're not welcome. That's in the news today. This is a purge, ladies and gentlemen, of anyone that is not a criminal. You need to understand this is a takeover. And I've studied them in Russia. I've studied them in Germany. I've studied them in Cuba. I've studied them going back with Julius Caesar. We know, and every other mainline historian says we're in deep trouble. Top Nobel laureate just died and said he's afraid of global fascism and World War III. I mean, it is red level, people. Red level. I have never been more concerned. I have never been more freaked out. I mean, this is it. They have the safety off, their fingers on the trigger for a total takeover, and they are in the final phases of doing it. I can tell you right now, this is not a drill, what we see going on. Every piece of humet we get in from the citizens out there, you wonderful patriots, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, are sending us video. It's so wonderful to see us working as a team that is not commanded from any central zone. It's basically unstoppable without them totally unplugging the internet. Every move they make, we're tracking it. But the problem is every piece of intel comes in, and they're trying to take us on. They're trying to come to our houses and kill us if we resist. If not, we're going to be handed off to socialist re-educators camps. And I'm just not going, man. for those people to come in there and try to turn me and make me serve them and make me go out and, you know, lie to people. I'm just not doing it. And my name, my family, everything's on the line. I hope you know that. But I'm not selling out to these people. But I'm telling you, it's real. They're getting ready to go operational. And you notice the economy's imploding. They're starting wars. I mean, all of it's going to hit the fan at once. It's going to be spectacular. We could stop it, though.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80. That's Guns80.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the woman and the stallion and the wind, and the sun's gonna burn into a cinder before we ever pass.
In a moment, I'm going to play the clip from Spokane, Washington, another clip from an Indiana Sheriff's Department, where they say two things. They say the NRAPs and the federal training are for veterans and sovereign citizens. Now, again, I don't need you to tell me that. I know what your ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, federal brainwashing is. We've been blowing their operation from the beginning, 20 years on air. First, we're going to play the clip from Morgan County, Indiana, because I'm glad a listener called in yesterday and said, Alex, they're denying all this is for the Patriots. The police, when they get asked, say, no, it's for you. We got a lot of people with guns around here. Do you understand, folks? They're preparing to implode the economy. I mean, you think it's bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet. But again, they won't implode it unless they think we'll go along with it. It's not inevitable. We can still pull out of this. But the globalists are all moving to a distance before they blow the country up. Most billionaires have been evacuating to Switzerland, to Iceland of all places, to the Cook Islands, to New Zealand. I've been telling you this for 6 years, every day. Now it's in the London Guardian. Now it's in the New York Times. Now it's in the Jerusalem Post. All the billionaires have left Israel. All of them. Some still have small homes there, but they have officially moved out to Switzerland and England and New Zealand. The top movie stars. Before it even happened, I told you they were moving by name. The maker of Titanic, you name it, have moved to New Zealand. They're all getting back before they blow the country up. And that's why they're willing to have a civil war here, because they're going to sit offshore while we're in the fire. They're going to roast hot dogs like it's a camp out. It's funny to the globalists. They never get their hands dirty. They're going to sit here while the police and military destroy themselves fighting the American people. Can you imagine what the Patriots, if 1% stand up, are going to do to the military and police? I hear this military line that we've tracked their ISPs. It's a megaphone. It's a sock puppet. Israelis call it megaphone. Pentagon calls it sock puppet. Fake computer. It'll be posted 20 times every 5 seconds on different pages. And the sock puppet, private companies have them. You know, it'll say, I made a lot of money doing this, working for Google. Most of it's corporate spam, but a lot of it's government. We can track it even back to the PR firms that are doing it. We've done reports on it. And they're going, we got Hellfire missiles and Apaches. We'll take you all out. Really? Did you take the Iraqis out? How about the Afghanis? That's a tiny fighting force compared to the American people. And I'm not looking for this war. Because if we have this war, we've lost the first major phase. Winning is not having the war. Winning is having the states take things back and doing it peacefully and letting the globalists try a few false flags but exposing those. We can beat them. But I'm telling you, they want to have the false flag. And then when they try to come get our guns, they know people are going to start resisting. And I can't blame people. You know, they're trying to take you to a re-education camp. And right now they're just coming to talk to you about your guns with knock and talk from Dallas to Boston, from L.A. to Miami. They come and we want to talk about your guns. We know we've seen your Facebook. You're a libertarian and a veteran. Now we want you to come down to the thing and talk to us. They're just getting used to getting in the car and going. And then pretty soon the truck pulls up. And a bunch of 20-year-olds get off with their guns and stack up to come in your house. Let me tell those young boys something. Only in the first phase are you going to have fun killing the vets and people. Within one day of you pulling this stuff, there's going to be major retaliation. Major. When they bust a cap in my head, can you imagine what's going to happen? And that's their plan. And these pieces of crap are going to sit offshore and laugh the whole time as America tears itself apart. I'm sick of this crap! This is serious, people, and we've got to stop it right now. Are we this dumb? I'm trying to be controlled here, but let's go out to break with the county in Indiana talking about how it's for veterans. Here it is.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career. Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
Morgan County Sheriff's Commander Dan
Dunn. That's enough. We're going to go to break, folks. Everything he said is a direct Southern Poverty Law Center, globalist, Ford Foundation written script. There's been no IEDs from veterans. Veterans have one of the lowest crime rates. They've done nothing wrong. And there isn't heavier weaponry than there was when he got in law enforcement. It's all lies. Lies. You liar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's hard to believe we're here watching the takeover and fall of the Republic. Borders are gone. Dollars being devalued. Our tax money's being used to train the military with billions of rounds of ammunition, with the police and HUMAT citizens on the ground to take on the American people. We now have the most incredible footage coming up after Joe Biggs leaves us, who has his own amazing reports from the Texas border there in the hot zone in El Paso, and he's been over the border successfully yesterday, finding a large mosque, barbed-wired, walled compound near where they say there's the ISIS training camp. And it is a mosque. It is Middle Eastern. It has domes. It has a little prayer tower. It has a parapet. That's just on one corner. It's very large. Mosque found near reported ISIS base. Here's the other headlines. Cameras on southern border capture daily streams of illegals sneaking into U.S. Startling images of immigrants with drugs and guns. Jeb says legal status for aliens rational and thoughtful. Yeah, it's part of your dad's new world order. Simply amazing. And then now we have out of Big Spring City Council, the most amazing group of clips where they admit that foreign troops in the future will be involved in Jade Helm, that Jade Helm will now happen every year, that they need civilian cooperation to let them secretly stay in barns and houses, and to transport them in secret operations. This is all about creating safe houses and identifying who will work with them during takeovers of different areas that have been identified as resistance zones. And it's to see which police chiefs and others are going to work with them, which mayors and others are going to work with them. And I know this because I found out about it from the chief of police of San Antonio. And it's in my police state film. The interview is online. The whole film's online for free. Police State 2000, where they tried to bribe the police chief. And they were able to buy off the rest of the city. The mayor, the fire department, everybody else took the money, $200,000 apiece. And they were corrupted. And then the next wave came in and they paid them off too. And that was the big cities. Now they're getting down to the small towns. And this is how you take over a third world country, is you come in and buy folks off beforehand. It's a Nazi model, how they took over France with the Vichy. They were asked how often they have operations like this. They say it's the first, but now it'll be every year, foreign troops, and NATO and DHS. They go on to say they're going to have people in some civilian attire. The local police are going to be involved, as if this is for overseas. And it'll have some dual use in that, but no, it's for America. And the MRAPs are for America. And I want to go to that clip out of Spokane where there's the admission that the MRAPs are for the sovereign citizens. You just heard them in Indiana say it's for the veterans because they're so violent now and with IEDs. And the feds are telling every department for 6 years, you will be bombed by veterans. You will fight them. They're the enemy. So when you get bombed, do you think it's the veterans or the people that told you it was going to happen? I mean, how obvious is this a frame-up? Now, don't worry. Once the Civil War starts and you've drug veterans' brothers off in people and killed them in camps, oh yeah, then you better be in cattle trailers. You better be in civilian clothes because the American people are going to come after you, and I have no wish for this to happen. George Soros and others are going to sit offshore and laugh the whole time. But we have huge breaking news. Documents. This is CNN. National Guard order to consider Americans as enemy forces and adversaries. Internal briefings read like a strategy for going to war. What do you think's going on? That's CNN. Steve Watson has an article on Infowars.com breaking it down. Video. Armed National Guard troops patrol residential streets in California aggressively. I mean, they're marching around in aggressive battle formation, blocking traffic arrogantly, with M16 slung across their breast, with their hands near the trigger. They're not slung over their backs, folks. Man, once a civil war starts, a whole phalanx of 100 National Guard march down Mill Street, 1776, Lexington and Concord. My God, it's getting ready to kick off. And they're going to kick it off, folks, just like Lexington and Concord. And the National Guard has given the same memos that we got from the Coast Guard yesterday, where they said, prepare for veterans on Veterans Day to start attacking federal installations. The kickoff will be by them false flagging us. Then when they attack the Patriots will have to defend. It'll be spun that we've killed kids and police officers and all this. Then it all kicks off. All hell breaks loose. You will see the rest of the elite leave the country. Or hide in D.C. Or hide in the Ozarks and those command bases. This is the takedown of America. Look, they're willing to go to war to take over Russia. Of course they're willing to go to war to take us over. You're seeing history right now. Now, former Staff Sergeant of the Army Joe Biggs, who was stationed down there at Fort Bliss in his last duty station, had great contacts, I'll just leave it at that, was able to get into Mexico with local guides into the most dangerous area, arguably, of Mexico. There's one area by the Guatemalan border that may be even more dangerous from the maps. I've had top university scientists, professors on about the most dangerous areas and written books on it. That area across from El Paso has had more than 100 large mass graves found just the last 5 years. They've been having mass graves going back since I was a kid. It is probably one of the most dangerous places in the world. And Joe Biggs was able to get in there for a few hours He was able to fly over the day before that. He was able to get in. And we have the HD footage up on InfoWars.com. Also, the live stream he did of some very suspicious things. Just flying over once, we caught white trucks with men marching in black uniforms by what looks like combat simulation areas right down the street, a big pink and green Arabic-style deal, which is very rare in Mexico. You could say Mexico is almost Islamophobic. Obviously, because that's from the Spanish culture who dealt with the Moors invading repeatedly. And that was what the La Reconquista originally was the Spanish taking Spain back with a big European force that came in to help them. That's why the Spanish used to be blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Looked like Germans. They were basically almost a Germanic group, basically, until they got taken over by North Africans. So it's now an interesting hybrid. But that's just some history for you. We're showing HD footage, Joe Big Shot, of the, what is that, about a 12, 14-foot wall. Barbed wire up on the top, spikes, looks like minarets, watchtowers, Constantino wire. We need to investigate this further. Joe Biggs joins us. Great job, compadre. Break down what happened. Joe Biggs, tell us where you're at right now.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com. We're actually at the base of the Franklin Mountains, the far west side of El Paso, Texas. Yesterday was pretty intense, to say the least. I've done some crazy things in my life, and going into Annapolis, which is probably one of the most dangerous cities in the world, without a gun, without any kind of protection, in a truck with U.S. plates that was a pretty shiny truck that sticks out like a sore thumb. If I would have sat on a lump of coal, it would have been a diamond pretty quick.
Well, did Joe break down blow by blow? Break down blow by blow what happened.
So we get over the border, and when you get over the border, it's like you completely just flip and go to the other side of the world. I mean, as soon as I was 200 yards away from the border, I've never felt so far away from America in my entire life. I mean, Juarez is just this crazy, booming little city where everyone's just moving a million miles an hour. And it's not what you would expect. I mean, the cartel wars have definitely simmered down in Juarez, but as we made our way into Annapolis, well, that's a whole different story. That is completely ran by the cartels, the Mexican military, and there's five different types of police in that area, from what my buddy Anthony was telling me, the guy who drove me in. And you don't know who's bought out by the cartels. You see spotters standing on the side of the road just hanging out in the middle of nowhere with a cell phone, and they're just watching. And the biggest thing you have to do when you're out there is not raise any kind of suspicion, because as soon as one of those spotters sees you, calls it in as suspicious, the cartel's going to be... So it was very intense, and once we got on the ground, you're able to see a lot of these compound-style buildings that I saw over in Iraq. I mean, the entire place itself looks much like Iraq. Trash everywhere, desolate. I mean, it's just horrible. Dead animals with rigor mortis just all over the side of the road, puddles of blood. I mean, it was a very intense atmosphere to be in, and it's definitely an area that ISIS would feel comfortable in and feel comfortable and essentially do these types of missions. So it was really interesting being out there and trying to film and then also at the same time stay low-key and not be called out.
Let's get into this facility. I know you found some other interesting areas, but you pointed out yesterday that in Afghanistan you didn't know that a mile away was a major Taliban training base that was launching attacks on you because it had these big walls around it.
Exactly.
Until there was reconnaissance flights. So it's really hard. People are like expecting you who went in to instantly find it. We're just trying to draw attention so that government and others get involved to actually, you know, force people to look into this, because the FBI, Southcom have all said Al-Qaeda, ISIS is in the area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it would take multiple trips to get in there and try to find out what's going on. I mean, we spoke to one gentleman yesterday who worked for the city of Juarez. He had the little emblem up on his shirt, and we asked him if he knew any Muslims, and he's like, no, I don't know anything about that. And then as we started to pull away, he laughed. He goes, if I did, I wouldn't tell you. So, you know, there's some people who are acting a little strange over there, but, you know, that's expected. I didn't expect to see any, like, large ISIS flags waving around in the area, because that would definitely set off, suspicion for the locals in that area as well, and I don't really see them being very welcoming to that kind of
I've been in Juarez, you know, 20 years ago before it really got bad, and I've been around that area as well, and I've been, you know, Boquillas, I mean, just all over the entire border of Brownsville into Mexico across there. I've never seen something that looks like a mosque. Did you ask locals anything? I mean, what did your guide say? I mean, that looked Arabic 100%.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what my guide said. I mean, he spotted it, and he goes, whoa, that's weird, that's weird, and he drove over there. I mean, when he was a teenager, for them to try to prove that they were, like, really tough or hard, they would try to drive into a Nopper and stay there the longest, and whoever stayed there the longest was deemed, you know, like a really hardcore type of kid. So that kind of gives you the atmosphere of that place. And he said that's something that's very strange to be there. And also, when we spoke to a number of the people, everyone said, no, there's no Muslims here. This is all Christian. There's no Muslims here. So for something like that to be there, it definitely sticks out. It's definitely strange. It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Well, it looks like there's cameras on the building as well.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And then it looks like they're building some more minarets. I see construction's going on inside.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely saw some cameras out there. That area is just so desolate. I mean, if someone wanted to go in there and infiltrate that area and stay low-key in those areas and set up a base camp, it would be 100% possible, without a doubt.
How many square foot would you say the building is, just guesstimating, and versus it looks like there's a larger compound around it, and it looked like the walls are 12 to 14 feet?
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere around that top. It's about the size of, like, three nice-sized homes in Austin. I mean, it's a pretty big area.
Just very, very bizarre. Well, Joe, great job going in there. They're continuing to try to whitewash the whole thing. I know you're going to the New Mexico area. You may already be there, and you're going to investigate those mountains where the Mexican authorities have told the federal government and Judicial Watch that they have spotted ISIS with spotters who are now doing coyote operations, which are very lucrative. We know ISIS is involved in all sorts of criminal operations, trafficking in the Middle East and Africa. They're reportedly trafficking Arabs just to make money into the country, not even so much terrorists.
Well, the interesting thing about the part we were at yesterday, Josh was on the other side of the border, and he was at the Cristo Rey mountain range where there's a big cross on top. On the other side of that is Anapra, and we spoke to the Border Patrol yesterday, or he did, I should say, and he said that in that area there was it was probably the largest crossing point for illegals from that area into here. And he said there's these deep crevices everywhere. You can see an officer just gave us a ticket for parking on the side of the road right here. This guy just came up and gave us a ticket. A second ago, a cop just went by and said we were okay.
Wait a minute, he actually gave you a ticket?
Yeah, he just sat there. He didn't say anything. He just put a ticket in on the front dashboard.
So in America, they order the Border Patrol to let the illegals come across and to give them vouchers and to pay for everything, to let them drunk drive. That's mainstream news, CBS News. Was that federal or was that Park Service?
He's like a park police officer. I'm just going to take it and throw it up. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, I would follow them, and I bet they flip out and say, what are you doing giving me a ticket for parking on the side of a dirt road? I mean, what planet are these people on?
Yeah.
You see, you're a citizen, though, with plates.
The Border Patrol was down here yesterday telling Josh that, hey, there's tons of illegals who come through in this one area where I was at on the other side because there's no border fence whatsoever. They come through these deep crevices and walk through, hide out, easy to not be seen. And he said it's not unusual that at nighttime you'll hear gunfire out there and just tons of people coming through in that area. He said that is the most crossed spot in all of the border.
That's right. And when they don't pay up fully, the coyotes kill them and put them in a mass grave. And then Robert Rodriguez makes a movie where white people are the ones killing them and putting them in mass graves. But you know what? It wasn't any white people. It wasn't Don Johnson. It's the coyotes killing the people and putting them in the graves.
Yeah, exactly.
But Robert Rodriguez says it's not. He says it's you, Joe, basically.
Yeah, it's me. I'm the bad guy.
Well, you
I'm
just
the
got,
veteran.
You just got given a ticket. What do you make now of even CNN? Sorry, go ahead.
And apparently I'm because I used to be in the military, I know how to make IEDs. That's pretty pretty much preposterous. I mean, I have just as much knowledge in building IEDs as, you know, Martha Stewart does. I mean, that's something I didn't do in the military. That's something that EOD would do.
Well, they're now branding you as Al-Qaeda, and CNN's even come out and said National Guard ordered to consider Americans as enemy forces, and I just played clips where they're saying that, you know, they need to have armored vehicles to fight veterans, Joe, because you're going to bomb them.
Yeah, like I said, that's just so mind-blowing to hear something like that. I have no intentions of ever doing that. I don't know any men who ever served in the military or women who have those kind of intentions.
Well, they're coming after
you. I'm a proud American, but I am definitely disappointed with my government, I'll say that. But
Well, it's an illegitimate government 110%. And Jade Helm, we have major intel now from city council meetings where they admitted that it's going to be every year. They plan on foreign troops later, and that they're going to be basically in cattle trailers and working with citizens and police. This is just to prepare us to have permanent military forces in plain clothes involved in seek and destroy and snatch and grab operations, Joe. We have this from Florida, Texas, and California, and now National Guard with their M16s marching aggressively through the streets of California directing traffic.
I mean, just think about this, Alex. So if we wouldn't have brought this to the attention of the American people, where would we be, at right now? Most people wouldn't even know this Jade Helm exercise even existed, except for a small little group of people, you know, that looking at that stuff on the internet, very small. Now this is nationwide, worldwide. People know about this. We brought attention to this, and now all this information is starting to come to the surface. I mean, this is mind-blowing to find out that all these different National Guard units are saying they're doing dirty bomb exercises, when in actuality they're trying to take on, you know, constitutionalist sovereign citizens. I mean, this is just mind-blowing to know that this 1083 program, that they're bringing in all these MRAPs to patrol the streets. I mean, this is just crazy.
They're getting ready for something ultra-gigantic. Joe, we'll get updates on the nightly news and the live reports you're filing at InfoWars.com. Godspeed. Great job. We're going to come back with some of these city council clips from Big Spring, Texas. I mean, this is the biggest military operation domestically ever, folks, and it's to take on the Patriots.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour Survival Skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I don't live in a fantasy world. You don't watch Star Wars and see rebels fighting an evil empire. We're in the real world with foreign megabanks who are eugenicists taking over this country. Next hour, I'm going to go through a city council meeting in Big Spring and play these clips where you begin to learn exactly what's happening with the new annual exercises that will just phase us into a permanent military on the street with the citizen spies working with them. Rob Dew put together a compilation of government admitting that the MRAPs and all of this are for the American people. Here it is.
But conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
We really didn't have the violence that we see today. The weaponry is totally different now than it was in the beginning of my career.
That's Indiana.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs.
They've done nothing, and you blame them.
Law enforcement techniques.
See, folks, video of them 2 days ago. Training to attack sovereign citizens.
We're training exactly for what.
And send it forward!
I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
The nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team and tries to get in, they can pull right through a fire. I don't know if you want to take enemy fire and still try to address a threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
So what happens if the PLR take over? Once you run by terrorists, ain't good. Bro, America was founded by terrorists for terrorists. What do you think the fucking Revolutionary War was? History is determined by the fucking victim.
How did you even get into the Marines?
Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who? Founding Fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson? You mean George Washington? Paul McGuire? These guys right here. We have to go. Did they try to scare people? They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism against British officials.
Jade Helm troops to operate undetected amongst civilian population. And, of course, the military people and the vets are not buying any of it. They're not stupid. You can read about how it's to get the hearts and minds and how to get the public used to working and the local police working with the military. I mean, everybody who's been in the military knows about the secret EOD program going on for 18 years. Their whole ordnance disposal, you know, quote, the Army's going to show up to defuse a bomb. But then you get the internal agreements. It's for everything from warrant service to checkpoints with military personnel in nondescript blue jumpsuits, just like the Army Ranger called in and said they were wearing EPA blue jumpsuits. It's always blue or tan jumpsuits. And it might say EPA. It might say police. It might say park service. Training with the police, training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time, putting out this information. I can see the script from Army Times to Military.com, to Stars and Stripes, to Bloomberg, to Daily Beast, to Vice, to the Houston Chronicle, and no exaggeration today. You go search Jade Helm. There are now hundreds of articles, and in almost all of them, yours truly is being demonized. Jones is warned of an imminent takeover for decades. Keeps claiming it's going to happen, but of course it never does. No, it never does. Checkpoints, TSA, open spy. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Groot for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.